From Friends to This, written by Ellie Bird and read by Sunkitten Shash. Summary. Hrau, first says, close enough Hrau can feel his breath on his skin. He smells like mint and coconut sun cream. It's comfortingly familiar and sends a little thrill of arousal through the center of him. Hrau can hear the mischievous grin without turning to look at him. Do you want to go somewhere and make out? There are people everywhere. It's not just the people, but the chaos, the constant noise, actors he's never met wanting to meet him. Hrau was not built for the GMMTV outing. It's been a few years, but he doesn't remember there ever being so many people at this event. Hrau has 13 hours and 47 minutes before he gets to go back to his house and his cat. Despite the fact that First hasn't left his side the entire time they've been here, the free food and hotel, Hrau's ready to be done. It's a little after 7. There's still daylight visible beyond the doors, but Hrau knows from previous years that there's at least another 3 hours before he can reasonably call it a night without looking like a jerk. He and First have found seats at the back, in a dimly lit corner where the din isn't quite so loud. He has one leg crossed over the other, trying to look at ease rather than on the verge of flight as they watch another group get on stage. Beside him, First is grinning, always grinning, at whatever's happening on stage. Hrau suffers deeply from secondhand embarrassment, and his attention is everywhere but the stage. Mostly, he's thinking about First's profile, how pretty he looks with the shadows playing across his skin, about the bruise he left behind on his collarbone, just low enough to be hidden by t-shirts. Eventually, Hrau turns to his phone, scrolling through Twitter comments and photos he somehow found himself in. There's a cute one of him in First from Solm. He saves it to his phone and shares it on Instagram. Hrau, First says. Close enough, Hrau can feel his breath on his skin. He smells like mint and coconut sun cream. It's comfortingly familiar, and sends a little thrill of arousal through the center of him. Hrau can hear the mischievous grin without turning to look at him. Do you want to go somewhere and make out? It's just quiet enough that if anyone happens by, there's no risk of being overheard. Hrau looks up with a grin. Yes, please, he says, and gets to his feet. He pockets his phone and heads to the perimeter of the room without checking to see if First is following. Outside, the sun's beginning to set, casting a warm glow around the pool. The air is hot, a slight breeze rustling the leaves. Earlier, Hrau scoped a secluded spot at the other side of the property, a couple of lounge chairs hidden in shadow and shielded from view by an awning. They wouldn't risk it at any other time of day, but everyone's inside drinking and dancing, and when the sun goes down, they'll be completely hidden from view. Plus, he'd never admit it, but First has a bit of an exhibitionist thing, and Hrau loves to indulge him. When Hrau stops beneath the shade of the trees, First wraps an arm around him from behind, and ducks his head to kiss the slope of Hrau's throat. Nice, he says, with laughter in his voice. It rumbles through Hrau. I found it earlier, Hrau says, turning to wrap an arm around First's neck, slipping his free hand beneath the hem of his t-shirt. We might be the only people who know about it. He bares his throat for First, shuddering when he licks the hollow beneath his Adam's apple. Hrau backs up, leading them to the larger of the two chairs, wider and cushioned. He lets himself be pushed to his back and grins up at First, spreading his thighs and letting out a breathless oof when First settles his weight, pinning Hrau with his hips and chest. Hao remembers thinking this is how it's supposed to be the first time they made out, a year ago on the beach in Phuket. It was all the cliches Hao's read and heard in movies, and it was no less true. First teases him. Hao wants a true make-out, with the fresh air on his face and the setting sun, but instead of looking into Hao's mouth, first kisses the tip of his chin. Hao lets out a sigh. First is in a mood, which means Hao's going to get a real kiss when First is ready, unless Hao plays dirty. He's absolutely willing to do so, to bend his leg, get his thigh right up between First's legs, where he's already rock hard, because First has a thing both for Hao and outdoor makeouts. He's delightfully easy. But a playful First means that Hao is going to get a hell of a dicking down later, and for that, he's willing to lie back and let First tease him with pecking kisses, the occasional swipe of tongue, pausing to press his nose to Hao's throat or cheek and breathe him in. When First finally kisses Hao, a real kiss with his lips parted and his tongue dipping between Hao's, it's fucking good. It's hungry and intent, First letting Hao take his weight, his hips and dick pressed to Hao. He slides one hand into First's hair. When they eventually reappear, they're going to have to spend a few minutes putting themselves to rights. Not that Hao thinks they've fooled anyone, but he's committed to the game. He curls his fingers and tugs a little for the way First moans into his mouth and rocks his hips a little. Everything with First is just so much better than anything that came before. Making out is no different. First stops mid-kiss to press their foreheads together, grinning, to say whatever he's thinking. The first time, he kissed the tip of Hao's nose and said, "You taste like sunshine and strawberries," and then wrinkled his forehead. Hao pushes his free hand beneath First's t-shirt, slides his palm up the expanse of his back, and when First lifts his head to take a breath, he drags his fingernails down his spine. First jerks against him, letting out a low groan of pleasure, and kisses Hao hard. "Again," he breathes, and Hao does, digging a little harder. He takes First's tongue between his lips, sucking at it as he pushes his fingertips into the meat of First's shoulder, urging him closer. When they're both panting into each other's mouths, the rocking of hips growing more frantic, Hao reluctantly breaks the kiss. "We should go back," he mouths into First's skin. "And then later, you can fuck me into the mattress." First lets out a huff of frustrated laughter and kisses him one last time. He rolls to his back beside Hao. "Give me a second," he says, with a self-deprecating smile, and unabashedly palms himself through his jeans. Hao shivers. First is so fucking sexy, and Hao is never getting over it. He gets to his feet, pulling First up with him. His hair screams, "I've had my boyfriend's hands on me." "Here, let me," Hao laughs. He rolls up onto the balls of his feet and smooths First's hair with his fingers. When he's finished, he's less just been fucked, except for the flush on his cheeks and his pink, swollen lips. "Do I look presentable?" First asks, giving his best cheesy grin. "Not in the slightest," Hao replies. "Half the people inside are wasted. I'm not sure anyone's going to notice." He's wrong. When they return to their seats, Hao's phone lights up with a text. "Nice," it says, followed by three eggplant emojis and a string of others implying lewd things Hao's not sure he wants to understand. It's from Mix, who's seated on the other side of First, a few spots over. Hao holds up a middle finger in response and hides his grin. The end. Thanks for listening.